Well, sometimes you get confused when you read reports from different companies. We've been hearing a lot about problems with online gaming, a lack of confidence in South Africa, and then along comes a business that relies totally on long-term confidence and shoots the lights out. I'm going to be talking to Steve Brooks, the CEO of Baldwin Properties, on some stellar results released this morning.
Robertson, a small town in the middle of nowhere where a wine farmer claims to have sold a Volkswagen up to e-buy cars.
A farmer.
What car did you really sell them?
A VW.
Right here in Robertson.
Small town, but we know about e-buy cars.
Yeah, but what's a farmer doing with a VW up?
It was just a runaround.
Cool cover story. And I see you traded it in for this, like a double cab Danay. Well, were they all out of Rangers?
E-buy cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Okay, Steve, so how much of these numbers, revenue up 44%, profits up 33%, headline earnings up 29%, how much of that is due to you guys, in other words, internal factors, and how much is due to what you describe as a better macroeconomic climate? Because I think a lot of people in South Africa will be confused.
Well, it's all up to my sparkling personality.
Of course.
No, guys, I've got a, you know, we've been doing this for 29 years now. We've built a brand. A very good friend of mine said many years ago, build a brand and you'll survive anything. We've built a brand. I've got a team, an absolutely superb team that really, really are good. I've got a managing director, Scottish managing director, Rodney Gray, and a superb team. Our cost engineering has become an absolute art. We're very innovative and we work damn hard to keep our customers happy. And you know, the good stuff always comes to the surface. So we're pleased with these results. And thanks to all our investors and clients that believe in us, it's an important part of our business. And we're doing the hard yards and the results are coming. You know, we've got a fantastic chairman, Mr. Saven, who says, put your head down, do the hard yards, and the numbers will come right. So that's the bottom line. There's no magic.
And it sounds like
work.
I remember, guys. Guys in the old days used to say, I do not participate in the recession. I do not participate in the unhappiness that people like to spread. It sounds a bit like that at your company as well. Whatever happens outside, you don't care. You're just putting your head down.
Look, I'm fiercely passionate about this country. I believe we live in a phenomenally good country. I'm not going to get into all the bits and bobs of all the problems, but you know, we do a lot of initiatives. We've got two parks that we've done. We're cleaning up Corlett Drive. We also try and put our bit to the community. And we get a lot of good response to it. We have to help these municipalities. As I say, I don't want to get into all their issues, but we do try and help. And we do believe we make a difference. And, you know, all my greening that I'm doing with the Green Building Council is really, really paying dividends for our clients. It's unbelievable.
You do benefit, though, when governance is better. And this set of numbers for the 6 months to end August is showing that the Western Cape is doing really well. And where governance not so great in KwaZulu-Natal, the numbers are also reflecting that.
Yeah, you know, as a property developer, we need infrastructure. We need the big bulk infrastructure. You know, the Western Cape doesn't mess around. They deliver. They really do deliver. And then when they do deliver, they deliver it properly. And, you know, that's what the rest of the country needs to look at. And then, you know, the growth will come in the country. We love it because we've got good roads, good electricity, good water, good sewage to connect into. And off we go. It's not actually, I know I'm making it very simplistic, but it's not rocket science.
Yeah. I guess on the other hand, there is a trade-off. You've had great results, but no dividend for shareholders. What's behind that thinking?
You know, I honestly believe, and so does my team believe, that our debt levels are too high. So we want to reduce debt. You know, there's no point paying dividends while your debt levels are so high. We're on a hell of a drive to reduce our debt levels. And I think it's prudent. You know, I'm a big shareholder. I would obviously love a dividend. So would all our other shareholders. But, you know, at the moment, we've got to be cautious. We've got to be prudent. And we've got to look at our cash management and our debt levels.
So the money that's coming into the business from the profits, that's being used to retire debt?
Yeah, we're trying to reduce our debt. And also, unfortunately, we also have to buy more land in the Western Cape because we are getting to the end of our land holdings in the Western Cape, which, as you know, is in a really a really, really good position at the moment. And I think it'll stay that like that for a long time. So we need to also buy some more land in the Western Cape.
So if I just listen carefully to you, it's got to be a signal to people around South Africa that politicians in particular, get your act together and you will have greater investment, because people like Borwin will see that they believe that good governance means that they can make a long-term investment. Because in your case, it pretty much is that, isn't it?
It's very simple. I got a fantastic phone call on the first day we went into lockdown from a senior government official. And he said, what can he do to help? I said, infrastructure. Just infrastructure. I mean, you know, you look around the world, infrastructure is the lifeblood of any growth. You know, anything will flow from it. So, you know, our country should just fix the infrastructure we've got, because Johannesburg is a city and Pretoria and Tshwane and Joburg are great cities. We just need to fix the infrastructure we've got and then put new infrastructure into new areas. It really is not rocket science.
Tell us about those three Gauteng cities, metros. How are they performing on that scale, given that you look at these things all the time and you would decide whether or not to invest further in those metros? How are the three of them doing?
Well, we're very blessed in Gauteng. We're very blessed with Waterfall. We have a phenomenal relationship with Waterfall. I've just been at the awards and they won a huge award in London. So we won a couple as well. And we have a great relationship. What they're doing and their big thing they do, which is magnificent, is infrastructure. You know, they do outstanding infrastructure. So in that area, we're doing very well. The rest of Joburg, yeah, it just needs exactly what I said. Fix the current infrastructure, fix the water, and off you go. In Pretoria, we are in the east of Pretoria. It's quite amusing what we're doing there at the moment. We're tearing the place apart with beautiful roads. I was actually on site the other day inspecting the roads. I'm very, very proud of what we're doing. And yeah, that's going to make, we've got about 15,000 apartments in that area. And the infrastructure we're putting in is world class, and I'm very proud of that. The government does owe us a bit of money for that, which I'm hoping they're going to pay, and that's what makes the difference. You know, Gauteng, our sales in Joburg are just slightly behind Cape Town, which my team are very, very proud of, which, you know, and we're always trying to chase Cape Town, despite us obviously being very keen on Cape Town, on the Western Cape, but the Joburg guys are getting close to chasing the Cape Town sales now, which is great to see.
Ekurhuleni?
We don't do much in Ekurhuleni. You know, it's not we've got something coming up. It's not a huge node for us, but we are looking at something into the future for that. We have done a lot. We've got in Limbra, but Limbra is actually Santa, not Ekurhuleni. But we do like Ekurhuleni, but it also needs a lot of work to get the infrastructure out.
So it's all about give us the foundation, facilitate, Mr. Government, Mr. Politician, and we'll come to the party. But what are you doing then in Tshwane, in the east of Pretoria? Are you guys making the investment into the infrastructure there?
Yeah, we were very blessed, you know, through my green, we're the highest rated green developer in the world through all our Edge Advanced certification. And the Washington guys from the IFC lent us R1 billion to do the infrastructure. I see it as a bit of a bridging loan, because we needed to get going. And then the government are going to pay us back for the infrastructure. We've got a gazette that proves that. But we're spending a rather large amount of money on roads, stormwater, electricity, sewage, and improving the area, because they've got notoriously got a big problem in that area. And we're fixing only a portion of it. We're not fixing the whole of East of Pretoria, just one portion of it, which we're quite proud of.
The bottom line here is that you delivered a lot more apartments, nearly 930 apartments as against just over 600 in the same time last year, which is great. So the numbers are going to look good. But what is your pipeline looking like? What will shareholders be able to take to the bank for themselves, i.e. should we buy more shares, or should we hold, or should we be a bit concerned? Where's your pipeline?
We've still got a big pipeline. I think the pipeline's at 35,000 apartments. But as important as the pipeline, we're looking at our land holdings and looking at different avenues to pursue on the land. Our partner, Roddy Gray, has just done a very good deal with some school companies. We've done a very good deal with Dorp Street on some shopping centers. We're looking at planning Bowen Life, which is our retirement business. We're going into storage. So it's all different things to accelerate the construction on all our land holdings that we've got. So we look being quite innovative. And I think that's we've still got a long pipeline. You know, we have the ability to easily do 3,000 apartments a year. And in a good times, we could stretch it to 5. So you can work out the maths, how many years we've still got left.
So looking ahead, it does appear as though clearly we live in South Africa, so there are challenges, but your particular runway seems positive.
It's very positive. And I've done some groundbreaking work with the Green Building Council where all our clients are getting reductions on their mortgage rates. And, you know, now 80, 90% of our mortgages that we're doing are green bonds. And that is making a staggering difference in the market. And I'm very proud of the fact that our clients get the savings from the green buildings with Edge Advanced certification, and they get money in their pockets. And it's really a massive initiative I've been on for years. And finally, now it's coming to fruition. And we're very proud of the fact that we can save the first-time homeowners a lot of money.
It's so interesting. You've mentioned it a few times now, your focus on green. But the world seems to be moving away from it. You know, Donald Trump saying, drill, baby, drill. Even the UK is changing their whole philosophy towards drilling for oil off the North Sea and so on. Are you just ahead of the time, or are you out of step with what's going on elsewhere?
No, we're not out of step in the slightest. I'm on the board of the Green Belt Building Council and have managed to chisel a second seat on the council. You know, I'm quite outspoken about this, but you know, I have a phenomenal team. My partner, Rodney Gray, the managing director, we don't spend a cent extra to achieve green. You know, we really are innovative. The costs do not go up. We've proven it. And we give our client the value. My whole goal is to sharpen up our architects, which we've got 3 brilliant architects we work with, sharpen them up, which they do. They love it. They're part of it. And get better, efficient buildings that are cheaper to run for the clients. In other words, the utilities are cheaper. And thanks to our fantastic banks in this country, they've come to the party by giving concessions on the mortgage rates. So, you know, the whole package, we're definitely not behind. I agree when green becomes ridiculous and the costs go through the window, then it is not worth doing. But we've got that down to an art now, and we're proud of it. With all respect, I think we're one of the leaders. And I've also offered to share it to all other developers, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we don't think it's unique to Bowen. I don't think it's that difficult, but I think we do a lot of good.
Are other developers taking up that offer?
No.
Why is that?
I think developers, you know, it's dog eat dog. I think, you know, they think that there's some trick involved, or, you know, we're a very honest, open bunch of guys, you know, and always keen to help, always keen to participate with other people. I don't really see the reason why not. I don't think it's that difficult. But with all respect,
As far as your buyers are concerned, does it matter to them? And particularly, I guess, many of your buyers would be younger people.
Yeah, well, if I can tell you, if you've got to pay 20 years on your mortgage and I can save you 1 year on your mortgage, surely that matters to you. And then the banks have just come up with the latest thing where they give a rebate of 3% to a maximum of 56,000 into their bond as well. So whoever gave you 56,000 rand into your bond to start it. And if you look at the financial implication of starting with a positive 56,000 or whatever the 3% is over the 20-year cycle, it's fantastic. And then the 0.25% less on the best rate we can get you saves you 1 year on your mortgage. So, I mean, I think we're at close to 85 to 90% of our clients are all taking up these green bonds.
What's the average age of your buyers?
That's a cross section. You know, the demographics are all over the place. We're getting elderly people buying the ground floor units because it's obviously affordable. But we get a lot of investors. 50, 60% of our business is still to investors because the yields are good. The net yields are still great. And the capital growth is very good. We're about to release some really, really simple but cool graphs showing all the capital growth. I've had a consultant do it for us, and the capital growths are great. So it's a good business for investors. But, you know, the young clients, you know, I've said it to the politicians, we need to look after the youth of this country. You know, I'm a firm believer that people should not rent for life. We do have a rental business, but not forever. And to get title, and we help them get title. Now, you buy first time, there's no transfer duty, there's no bond costs. We give you a 1 year saving on your mortgage, plus a kick in the beginning. You know, now's the time to buy.
Mm. And just to close off with looking back ahead of this interview, I see that you guys have got involved with paddle. I know it's a kind of hot sport in South Africa. Are you now installing paddle courts all over the Borwin properties?
Yeah, I'm the chairman of the Borwin Foundation. I'm very proud of this legacy. We've created 50% of the foundation does training. We opened our first training center. The other half does sports not for profit, which is swimming, running, cycling, basketball. And the other sport, which I call the other sport, is paddle, which is obviously quite commercial. We build paddle structures on our big developments. We actually own the sport facility, and we have a 5-year payback. So if we've got a big development of, say, 8-9 billion, we have a sports facility, which is great for all our clients, and we pay it back in 5 years. It's a good business model. It's a lot of fun. We really are having a lot of fun with it, but we're very careful and very prudent about it. And I've got an excellent managing director.
Steve Brooks is the CEO and founder of Borwin Properties. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.